Hello, Growing Yourself Psychic students. Welcome to Module 2, Energy, Energy, It's Everywhere. Welcome to the audio lecture on this topic. I'd like to start out with a statement that I read from actually another psychic just recently. Positive thoughts balance out negative thoughts. This is important for our psychic well-being. This is so true. Think in terms of an electrical circuit that positive and negative, or where positive and negative are both necessary for the circuit to work. It's just kind of a fact of electricity that you need to have both of those components for the circuit to be complete and to work. And the same holds with your psychic development. There will be negative things that you encounter, negative thoughts, and positive thoughts are what balance these out and really kind of complete the circuit. So here I'll speak briefly on judgment as a possible form of negative thinking. You know, it's really easy to drop into questioning whether we're really experiencing what we're experiencing as we develop psychically. We may judge ourselves harshly, oh, I can't do this, so this isn't really me, etc. All of these are judgments and versions and forms of negative thought. Acknowledge and accept those negative thoughts and judgments in this process. Then move into the positive. It's really that simple. This is a nice segue into universal law. Excuse me, most know of this, or many may have heard of this for manifestation purposes with regard to the law of attraction. And there was a movie that made the concept fairly wildly popular in the early 2000s called The Secret, where they touched on manifestation and the law of attraction. You'll find here that the way that I present the universal laws, of which there are seven, that the law of attraction runs across and through all of them. It isn't a standalone law in how I presented it. So what does universal law have to do with growing yourself psychic? Knowledge of these principles of the universe that are spiritual in nature that apply to everything can help to guide you through this spiritual process. They can help to reduce negative or fear-based thoughts and support expansive, loving, positive thoughts and aspects of the psychic development process. So there is the extensive 6-page document here on these in the lessons below, the uploads below. In the document, the seven universal laws list some physical and chakra correspondences too. So it's another place that they are weaved into what they have to do with the subtle energy body. And it's all incorporated and weaved together here for your benefit, for your psychic development. Under law number 3, the law of vibration, it states that like attracts like, essentially. That's where this is where that comes into teaching for a moment. Hold this in the background of your mind as you move through this work in your life, that concept that like attracts like. Once you have moved through the guided chakra meditation, you identify target or challenge chakras that you want to be working on throughout this module. Think in terms of like attracts like. You may even, as I said, as you move through your life, if you're in 2 months working on something with your heart chakra, clearing some blocks or something, or finding that you need to be focusing on it a lot, you might find that a lot of people come into your life that have a similar challenge. That there are things that come out of your mouth from your psychic readings or from your intuition that are also messages that you need to hear, and maybe 3 other people around you need to hear too, that they'll be helpful for them too. So you'll see this reverberate, you know, certainly after the teachings and the concept of like attracts like in so many different ways. And I always pay attention to that when I have a few clients come through with a similar challenge to what I'm facing personally. I say, thank you, universe, because it gives me an opportunity to look at the issue in different ways for clients, and then I can see how that advice helps me as well with whatever I'm approaching in my personal life challenge-wise. So the laws are relevant, too, as you receive messages. You may, and we're going to get into more specifically delivering messages in a later module, but as you receive messages, they'll come in forms of symbols, phrases, feelings, thoughts, and they can be metaphorical or literal. As you receive messages for yourself and clients, the universal laws as a backdrop can be helpful. So an example of this might be, as you're treating a client, say, for massage, and you're working on their back at their third and fourth chakras, you may get a sense of meekness or timidness about the client and see an image of a lion. And so you might wonder sort of, what does this have to do with this client? It seems like the opposite. Well, that's where you may have the sense that the laws of reciprocity and polarity are there to kind of help you understand that the message is about this client receiving a message that being more courageous, acting more lioness-like, lion-like, Lion King-like will really help the situation. That's really what's needed for them to kind of balance out that meekness in themselves. So to embody that lion, the lion characteristics, may be the message for the client, and that would be the law of polarity, the law of reciprocity, to balance out the client's mouse-like state. Or a client may confide in you that they got clear on wanting to attract healthy relationships into their life. As soon as this happened, they had three unhealthy examples flare up in their lives. Knowing the law of polarity can help to explain a suggestion to transcend where they've been, even though the universe keeps throwing them polar opposite choices, and keep vibrating. You know, you might suggest to them to keep vibrating and feeling and being the healthy person that they are ready to attract into their lives. So we can really transcend many of these universal laws, and when we're seeing that example of the law of polarity happening, in particular as we decide to, you know, clear out people with certain boundary issues or negative, you know, aspects of their personality that are negative for us, it really does happen. You know, you get really clear on that, you write it down, you think about it, you put your intentions, attention, focus, all of that there, you write affirmations for it, and then boom, three unhealthy people come across your radar. And you think, what's going on? It's the law of polarity at play. And so we can really transcend this. We need to just keep vibrating where we want to be, stay clear with our focus, and those sort of challenging curveballs that we feel like are being thrown at us are actually happening for us to reinforce what we want and to reassure us that the law of polarity is at play in the universe and that we can transcend it. And it will happen. Things will smooth out, and we will continue to be thrown those curveballs as long as we remain clear on what it is that we're wanting. So this can be helpful for you in terms of explaining things for clients as you're offering them messages. There are visuals attached for each of the seven main chakras and the corresponding auras. And I read through in the guided meditation which chakra corresponds to which layer of the aura. And really, you know, this whole system is, it's an energetic system. It's etheric in that it's not seen by us, but it's there. It can be seen with training of our eyes. And it filters through all of our experiences. It says that all of our emotional, physical experiences, all of our thoughts, all of our traumas, etc., can be viewed in our chakras and our aura. You know, even as we clear through these things and move out blockages and traumas and, you know, hurtful words and things that we've gone through energy healing, on ourselves and with others working with us with energy healing, there's still a bit of a blueprint that's there that can be seen in each of these parts of our energy body. So I will say, look also to the written and the visual materials for more in-depth study. You know, as I mentioned in the video intro, there is so much to say and learn. There's so much knowledge under both universal law and the subtle energy body. So instead of attempting to kind of tackle it all here in the audio lecture, I'm trying to head at it with a mix of, you know, mention in the video, mention in the guided meditation, some mentions of it here on the audio lecture, and providing some written material. It's the kind of thing that I could easily do a whole course on the subtle energy body, and I actually am working on a whole course on the subtle energy body. So keep in mind that there's a lot there. The one also good thing about the written material and some of the recommended reading and then any other research that you do online is you can go as deeply as you'd like to your level. So maybe you're someone that has a very basic awareness of the chakras, and the aura and the material here will be helpful. Maybe you're someone that has more knowledge than that, but find some additional tidbits in the written material here. And maybe you're someone that knows it really well, and some of the more advanced reading might apply to you. So there's a lot that you can learn here and a lot to be done about all of it if you're so inclined. So I'm going to keep it more just a little bit of a surface level. So enjoy the wealth of information that's out there. And for now, just get acquainted with it. And certainly don't feel overwhelmed or burdened if it's a lot of information, you're getting it for the first time. Move through it and sort of take from it what sticks out to you initially. Don't worry about retaining a lot of it. Again, just kind of let it filter through like we would any type of energy or emotion. Let it filter through and even picture it filtering through your energy body, seriously. It's the best way to sort of try to approach information. Once we try to contain it, hold on to it, we get sort of restricted and it can block flow. So try to stay open and flowing to the whole process. And think about it in terms of expanding your knowledge base about yourself as you open up to your psychic side. So as you learn about the subtle energy body, pay attention to your own energy and that of others. And, you know, what I mean by this is really our emotions, our feelings, our energy level, where we feel like we're vibrating. There's so many different ways to describe it, but start to pay attention to how you feel and when. And you'll begin to notice that in certain situations, you may feel much better than others. You may be someone who already knows exactly how to regulate their energy, keep their vibration high, and be less affected by those around us. But you know, as you do this work, your sensitivities will increase whether you're an empathic person or not. And so I want you to start to pay attention to your own energy. When you're feeling low, you know, think through, is this mine? Is this something that I can easily let go of? Most of it is. You know, how can I sort of offload this and send it out into the universe back to where it came from with love and awareness? To lighten my energy load and lighten my vibration. And then there are a lot of things, I actually give you a list of suggestions here on things to do to raise your vibration and raise your energy in turn. So you can move through any of those at any time. And I would encourage you to come up with your own, you know, what makes you feel great. Anything that makes you feel good, that puts you in a good mood, is going to raise your vibration and raise your energy. So if you're getting frustrated with a project on the computer for work, get up and take a walk. Go step outside if you can. Shift your thinking. Doodle. You know, anything that feels lighter and good. As you're around other people, you know, you'll begin to notice that if people are saying negative things or maybe engaging in gossip, you may feel the vibe drop in the room. You may even feel your own vibe drop. So I want you to begin to, as you study the subtle energy body, notice this. Notice your energy, pay attention to how it's affected by the energies around you, and begin to notice where you're picking up on someone else's potentially bad news, or you may even have an experience of a client walking in with back pain and you may get back pain. So always be checking with yourself. When you see your vibration change, is this mine? I don't need to hold on to this if this isn't mine. I always say to my guides, if this is not for my highest purpose, take it off of me, let it go. Let it float away, and it'll float away. I've had that happen before where I've taken on pain of somebody else, and then as soon as I acknowledge that it's not mine, it goes. So this becomes very important to maintain the integrity of your own energy. Some of you may be walking around with some aches and pains and may have had them for a very long time but are not yours. So begin to examine these things about yourself and see where maybe I've been holding on to something that our mother holds on to. And with acknowledgement, we can go ahead and release that. We want to keep knowledge that our chakras are spinning at the appropriate rate, at the appropriate opening, and really continuing to move that energy through our body. Our subtle energy body is part of us as we are a living being. So, you know, the health of it is subjective. So it's really, what we're getting at here is to work on keeping it as healthy as possible. And we do that by keeping our vibration up, taking responsibility for our energy, and doing our best to be less affected by the energies of those around us that are not positive. All right. And the goal here is really just more and more, a more empowered feeling, and feeling more in tune with your intuition, your psychic nature, by way of your subtle energy body. You'll feel inspired to take this energetic level of responsibility and accountability. I believe the more that you get to know about it and start to make connections within yourself in terms of, like I said, where you may have been taking on something for someone else and how simple it is to sort of offload that and really enhance your own energy and then your sense of well-being. All right. Let's see. Energetic healing, that's one more thing I wanted to talk about, is always a good idea for us. Whether we're developing psychically or not, it's a really, really good idea. Our energetic body is part of us, like I said, that's a natural state. Its natural state is health. Just like our physical body, its natural state is health. They're connected. The same goes for our energetic body. So, excuse me, things like stress, trauma, disease, substances, etc., they all affect our energetic body. So doing your own chakra meditations and, you know, focus and target work will help. Getting Reiki or doing Reiki on yourself, and in any various energy healing modalities, I've got one called calibration, there are so many that are out there. Any of these, along with massage, will help too. One of the best ways that I personally often experience chakra releases and openings is doing yoga. So yoga is a great way to do that. Some people, you know, exercising, if you're a runner, you know, it might be that you feel your energy, you know, really evens out and everything's spinning better after you go for a run or a hike, something like that. On the bit about energy healing, I want you to know that anytime that you are focusing in on these psychic realms and your intuition, it's a version of energy healing. When you are connecting and you're with a client, say, offering a massage, and you have a message come through for them that you share with them, it's a form of energy healing. Energy, it's all energy. It's all helpful for the client, and it's helpful for us too, because we're connecting with their subtle energy body to receive this, you know, message, whether it's from a guide, whether it's psychic, whether it's a thought form that you're helping them to move out of their aura. So just know that any time that you meditate, that you tap in psychically about a question for yourself, for a friend, etc., they're all forms of energy healing. So as you do this work, you will feel things sort of move and shake through your own chakras and your aura. So if you're, you know, finding that old things that you thought you'd already worked through are coming up again for you with this process, it's very, very common. Just know, imagine that they're moving through you, as I talked about before, with any kind of a bad or negative feeling. Just imagine that they're moving through you and they're moving out. And know that what you're doing is for the benefit and the health of your subtle energy body and ultimately your physical body. So that it's all positive. When we have some kind of an emotional trauma, or maybe something somebody said to us repeatedly when we were younger, shows up in our aura, these are the kinds of things in our energetic body that they'll show up in our energetic body first, and then they'll move into the physical body. And this is how people do medical intuition. They can see things in the energetic body and in the physical body. You know, I tend to see them only in the energetic body. I'll see them occasionally in the physical body if it's already presented as disease. So that's kind of how we're able to tap in and do medical intuition, because this energetic body allows us to see what's going on in the physical body by way of the subtle energy body. All right. While we experience our intuition in our gut, that is our second and our third chakras, and our sixth chakra is where we technically receive our intuition. But when we're talking about the gut, that's where, you know, recently they found there's a bundle of nerves that I believe are almost like an ancient central nervous system that are there. And so there's a there's a physical, there's an anatomical and a medical reason they're finding for what we're experiencing when we experience our intuition and our gut. It's like our older brain there, in terms of how you might think of it. I don't think that's really what it's called, but it's how you might think of it. So we experience our intuition in our second and our third chakras when we feel things in our gut. We experience our intuition in our sixth chakra, our third eye, when we're seeing things, hearing things, etc. But I also want you to know that these are not the only chakras where we receive information. You may have a feeling in your foot or your leg, which is your root chakra. You know, that it's the way that the information is coming in, and it's, so it's really occurring kind of in your root chakra. So you will experience things in all of your chakras, and hopefully this will serve as motivation for you to keep them up and running and healthy and feeling good to increase and open up and expand your intuitive development. Really, it's health plays so many roles in this, but I think I'm going to go ahead and stop with that. Pardon me, and I know that it's, as I said before, it's a big subject. So deciding which directions to go and how far to go, I hope that the decisions that I made at where to begin and where to end have been helpful to you. As always, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me at energyintuit@gmail.com. And don't forget, after you finish this module, to set up a half-hour session on the phone with me so that we can go through any questions, joys, concerns, you know, support that I may be able to offer you through this process. All right, great. Enjoy. Thank you.